the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
It's 10 o'clock here on WGNS Murfreesboro. The second hour of our coach's conversation continues. Let's run down that Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. All good stuff last night, except for one of our local teams. Smyrna over Brentwood, 28-7. Oakland defeated Hunters Lane, 42-7. Siegel over the Lincoln County Falcons on the road, 33-20. Was Laverne 21, Wilson Central 17. Blackman defeated Pearl Cone 30-6. It was Eagleville on the road at McEwen, a 27-0 win. And Ezel Harding defeated MTCS 28-8. Riverdale versus St. Xavier tonight in Louisville, and that's where we'll be broadcasting this evening from Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. And I hope you'll join us for that next Friday night, by the way. District action. It's Blackman at Siegel, and we'll have that broadcast for you. But first things first, time to talk to Siegel head coach Greg Wyatt. 2-0 now on the year, coach. 33-20 win at Lincoln County. Always fun to go down to the pit, but hard to come away with a win down there.
First thing, y'all must have a heck of a traveling budget. Where y'all going to fly up to Louisville after we get done? Y'all got a jet sitting on the tarmac ready to go?
No jet on the tarmac, but I do have a Ford Escape that doesn't have crews, but you can put it in the floor pretty good. But we've made several trips down to Lincoln County, and I really like the atmosphere. The press box is great. I just can't get a cell signal big enough out of there to broadcast from. It's always a fun place to go. A tough place to win a ball game.
There's a lot of tradition there. It's a good atmosphere. It's fun for your kids to be able to go down and play in that type of tradition-rich stadium. I've been fortunate enough to be a part of some really huge games down there, and it really gets rocking at times. And they had a good crowd there last night. It was a nice atmosphere, and it's always good to come away from with a win out of that place.
I have been down there where there have been so many people that there was no way you were going to go to the bathroom or the concession stand.
Yeah.
People are just every – I mean – nobody moves. Nobody leaves at halftime. They just stay right where they are because they're afraid they won't have a seat when they come back.
Yeah.
And just to kind of tell you, we were doing a – I don't know how long ago it was. It may have been when you were at Riverdale and we were down there for a game. You turn around from behind the press box and you can see their practice field. And there were about, I don't know, 8 deer back there.
Wow.
You know? And it's a beautiful, beautiful place. But they really take a lot of pride in their football down there. And you know, when you're trying to build tradition, those are wins that you can look back on and obviously say you can hang your hat on something like that.
There's no doubt. You know, our kids were really excited about going and playing down there. It's the first time any of them have really been that down there. Don's done a real good job. Coach Thomas, he's got a good football team. They're probably got more speed than they've had in the last few years. They've got two wide receivers that can play probably anywhere. One of them's a D1 prospect. He can run like a deer. He caught two unbelievable touchdown passes against us last night. One of them I didn't think was a touchdown pass at all until I watched it on film, and he dragged one toe in the corner of the end zone. And it was a thing of beauty as far as they're concerned. Our kids went down and they were ready to play last night. I was proud of the way that we handled our trip down there. We approached it all week long is that it was just a business trip. And they handled it that way.
Well, kind of took care of business early, really jumped down on Lincoln County, and that's a hard thing to do on the road, too. I know I keep harping on that, but anytime you're on the road and can jump out and score like you did, what was it, a safety, a 45-yard touchdown run, then a long kind of drive that ended with Stockstill on a short run in for a touchdown. When you can do that, that kind of sends the other team reeling a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got them pinned deep there early. Off of our first series, we got them pinned down on the 1 foot yard, 1 foot line, and our defense did a real good job of getting a safety on the next play. They had to kick off to us. There was a penalty on the play. They kicked it out of bounds, so we got the ball on their 45-yard line, which helped us quite a bit. And we scored pretty quick off of that one. We got the ball back the next series, and it was a pretty long drive down there. We ate some time off the clock and scored. So we got off to a good start, which we need to do.
Heard Preston O'Neill yesterday on All Sports Talk talking about I don't know that he knows much about football, but he did say last night, if you get the ball around the 50-yard line in, your percentage is about 60% on scoring on that drive, and the closer you get, 45, the better off you are in terms of your percentage going up for your offense scoring.
It's incredible, the percentage, if you look at the breakdown at it. That's why a kicker in high school who can kick the ball into the end zone is such a weapon, because scoring from your 20-yard line, the percentage is somewhere between 15 and 20%. When you move that out to around the 40-yard line, it goes up considerably to about 30, 35%. And then the further you get down the field, of course, the higher the percentage is. But, that's why field position, I think, in high school football is a big deal.
I think, correct me here if I'm wrong, but on that the punt where you punted them down to about the 1-foot line, was that not a fake punt?
No, it wasn't. We just lined up in regular offense and pooch punted.
Oh, okay.
That's all we did.
So, but obviously that did it take them by surprise? Is it something they didn't see?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, we looked like it was 4th and 5 or something like that, and we looked like we were going to go for it and try to draw them off sides, and we just snapped it and pooched it down there.
Yeah. Well, obviously, obviously very effective there. Kind of took the wind out of their sails, but – it was, what, about the third quarter when you kind of put a little icing on the cake? Long run by Stockstill. Harding had about a 30-yard gainer, and then Stockstill ran it in from about 8 or 10.
Yeah, we ripped off some pretty big chunks of yardage last night on offense. I was real proud of our offensive line. They really improved this week in practice. Coach Guthrie did a very good job with them. Our coaching staff has done an excellent job the last two weeks, filling in for me last week and really being prepared for what we had going on this week with Lincoln County. Those guys have done a great job, and I'm pretty much indebted to them pretty much here lately. Our offensive line, getting back to them, they did a real good job as far as making holes up front and for our backs, and I think we rushed for more yards last night than I think the paper had us for 392 yards rushing or something like that. It was I still don't believe it. I believe it when we get our stats done, but that may be the most yards that we've rushed for in the history that I've been at Siegel. So
yeah. Well, one young man did have over 180 yards on 19 carries, a couple of big gashing runs there. And Denzel Harding, wanted to let TOA highlight him this morning. It's nice to see those kind of stats coming out of your back.
Denzel would be the first one to tell you that he got all that because of what happened up front and how much better we got up front last week. He is he's a special individual. He's a special young man. He's a very, very coachable kid, and he's dangerous in two areas, that he can catch the football and he can run the football.
Well, that makes up a pretty good football player there, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, he had, he had 51 receiving last night and 180-something rushing, so – he's a pretty good football player for us.
You can have a kid who has all the ability, all the athletic prowess in the world, but if they're not coachable, that makes it really difficult. And he must be a very coachable kid too.
He's unbelievable. I mean, the great thing about him is he's got some football savvy about him. For a sophomore, he's got a lot of football savvy about him. You tell him one time and he understands our offense. He understands our offense as good as anybody over there, seniors included. That to me, that makes him a very special individual.
Coach, as we talked to Greg Wyatt this morning, Siegel football winners last night, 33-20 to move to 2-0 on the season. This schedule, Franklin and then Lincoln County, is, everybody talks about the tough non-district schedule. Everybody's got one, but to be 2-0 and sitting at that spot after playing those two games going into the district slate, you have to feel pretty good about the direction that your team is headed.
Sure, we feel pretty comfortable, or I wouldn't want to say
never comfortable, are you?
Yeah. But I mean, we feel good about where we are. You know, our kids have really bought into what we're trying to do. When you're sitting 2-0, and I guess this is the first time we've been 2-0 since 2008, I guess, and. Now we start into our district schedule, the meat of our schedule, and anything can happen. We got a great district. It's I think every one of our coaches are proud to be a part of this district and proud of the tradition in this district. It's hard to beat the people of Murfreesboro are spoiled rotten because of the type of football that is around this area, and if you don't believe me, move somewhere else and find out what it's about. The schools take pride in all their programs, not just football, but all their athletic programs. The schools take pride in all their academic. I mean, the schools in Rutherford County are so competitive in every aspect of the school day. I'm talking from test scores all the way down to volleyball matches to football games. That's the great part about being in Rutherford County, I think.
The bands even get after each other.
There's no doubt. There is no doubt about that. If you want to see them get after each other, come Friday night over to our place at 7:30. You'll see two bands getting after each other.
That's right. The professor, Philip Shadowins, has said on this program that a lot of the progress that's made from week zero to week one, you see a lot of growth in your football team. I don't know. Your team was on the road last night. Did you see a lot of progress, a lot of little things that needed fixing that you could tweak up and get fixed between last week and this week?
Yes, we improved quite a bit. The great thing about that is that we still got a whole lot of more room for improvement. We had a very good night offensively last night, and we still got. We scored 33 points and rushed for all those yards and threw for all those yards passing and stuff, and we came away not feeling very satisfied. Our kids came away not feeling satisfied that they haven't played their best ball game yet. So that's a good thing. When your kids walk away from a ball game and they're not satisfied after a win, that they've still got some hunger in them, then I think you're on the right track as far as getting your program to where it needs to be. Defensively, we're a long way off right now. We've still got a lot of room for improvement defensively. and this week will be a huge test for us.
Well, it's a lot easier to feel that way, and you probably feel better about it as coaches at 2-0 versus 1-1 or 0-2, because that makes kids eager and coaches eager to come back to work and work on getting better when you're not worried about that win-loss record.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Coach, let's talk about the Blackman Blaze. They're next up on the schedule. At home, you open up the district at home, which is awfully nice. I expect a large crowd.
Yeah, I hope we have a big crowd there Friday night at 7:30. It'll be our opening district game. It's going to be big for both teams. We're both sitting 2-0, and you need to get a win in the district at some point in time. So we're going to go attack it the best we can as far as playing Blackman at home.
Well, I understand they have this running back, what's his name, Mathers, I think. He's a pretty tough cookie to stop, isn't he?
He's all over everything, I guess.
will that be obviously one of the keys to take their run game away or make them work hard for it anyway?
Yeah, I mean, that's the obvious thing when you go play Blackman is you got to try to slow him down. At some point in time, you got to try to be able to stop him. I think that their offense goes with him, of course. They can do some other things. They've got some other weapons at some other places, but he's their primary target.
What else do you know about the Blackman Blaze that you'll be working on this week, or is this a time where you spend a lot more time on Siegel High School?
We still spend time on us getting us better, I believe. I know Blackman's a whole lot better than what all these media gurus have been saying, in preseason and stuff like that about how they weren't going to be as good on defense and so and such. They're a heck of a lot better than I think people gave them credit for at the beginning of the year.
Well, I think maybe your Seagull Stars are in that same boat. I don't know. I don't know if you feel that way or what. But to me, it looks like this district is just as competitive as it has been in any other year, and maybe even more so in terms of all the teams. I mean, everybody's 2-0 except Smyrna, and they're 1-1, so it's a pretty good start for the district.
There's no doubt about that.
Coach, we will be there if you'll allow us to come up to the press box, and if you can keep Brian Guthrie out of there. He tries to take up all the press box room up there, you know?
He's a large man.
Is it a large man or a large ego? I don't know. He's apparently your techie guy, huh?
Yeah, he's I call him Professor Gadget. If there's a new gadget on the market, he's found it somewhere somehow and trying to get in involved in our program somehow or another. So, you know, if you invent something that will help a football program, Brian Guthrie will try to get it.
Well, at least you have somebody there. I work with John. I'm kind of a gadget guy, too. But John, I mean, he string cans and phone calls.
We've got my offensive coordinator, his computer's broke all the time. So he doesn't know how to turn it on real good. We're just trying to get him trained up on it right now.
Well, it's going to be a long road trip for me to walk that one block over to Seagull High School. But we're going to do it next week. John's going to – he lives on the other side of town now.
You'll be home early, won't you?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. But that'd be all right. Coach, we appreciate it. We will see you on Friday night. Looking forward to it, getting into the district slate.
I appreciate it, Brian. You all and right, John do a good job. Appreciate it.
We appreciate you, my friend. I appreciate it. Seagull head coach Greg Wyatt joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. And 33-20, big win at the Pit last night in Lincoln County. Congratulations to the Seagull Stars off to a 2-0 start. When we come back on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner, John's going to talk a little Oakland football with you. Stay with us.